This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 1,300 people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia as the faithful faced extreme high temperatures at Islamic holy sites in the Desert Kingdom, Saudi authorities announced on Sunday. The Saudi health minister said 83% of the 1,301 fatalities were unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures to perform the Hajj rituals in and around the holy city of Mecca. Speaking with state-owned TV, the minister said 95 pilgrims were being treated in hospitals. Tensions have surged between Israel and Washington over the war in Gaza, and the White House again denied on Sunday that there's been any delay in weapons shipments. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week released a video publicly accusing the White House of withholding weapons and ammunition from Israel. At a cabinet meeting over the weekend, he told officials that weapons shipments have slowed to a trickle. The White House says Netanyahu's comments came as a shock. Meanwhile, Israel continues operations in bordering Lebanon, targeting a member of the Hamas-allied Islamic group. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the IDF is ready for any further action in Gaza, Lebanon, and unspecified additional places. Gallant left Sunday for meetings in Washington. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Gunmen opened fire at a synagogue, an Orthodox church, and a police post in Russia's North Caucasus region of Dagestan on Sunday, killing six policemen and injuring 12. The region's Russian news agencies quoted the Interior Ministry as saying.